talk of immigration was very much around your colour. You know, I was told on many occasions, like so many people, you know, go back to your own country. Oh, Jamaica was founded in 1655 by a British colony. So if they're telling me to go back to Jamaica, that was a British colony in 1655, you know. So what we were finding, just before 2014, there was a surge of, like, particularly Jamaicans who were being detained and deported. We became aware of that. We had people in our own congregation who were come over, and then they were told, look, you've got to leave the country. We've been told we've got to leave the country and so on. Why is it that this seems to be targeting Jamaicans and, you know, people seem to be getting deported and detained? You know, there's some kind of story. You just don't understand it. The Home Office came to us and were, like, saying, well, we've heard that you're concerned about this particular area. We're trying to run this kind of a voluntary service of, like, you know, if people come voluntarily and they want to leave, we can help them do that, no questions asked sort of thing. And they started to talk to us in those terms, you know. We weren't even aware of the go-home vans at that time. They were coming down and saying, well, look, you know, if you want to work with us, you know, if you know anyone. And they were couching it in a very, like, kind of a, you know, this is a nice thing to do. And we stuck to our guns and said, something's not right here. We're not going to come and sort of tell you things about people in the community to put them at risk. And we told them, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to people about the importance of getting themselves, their status right, and get them the legal advice to do that. Then the Windrush scandal broke, and the rest is history, as they said.